So let's review. In the previous daf, we discussed a case of a common area between two chatzeres who have each made a separate erev, but did not join together in one erev. One of the chatzeres uses the area by lowering items into the area, and the other chatzer uses it by raising items up to that area. Rav held that neither chatzer may use the area on Shabbos, while Shmuel held that the chatzer that lowers items may use the chatzer. Almost the entire daf is dedicated to the discussion of four proofs, two from Mishnayos to support Shmuel, and two from Braises to support Rav. Each proof is ultimately refuted. First, Tanan, Anshe Chatzer v'Anshe Merpeset, Sheshalchu v'lo Irvu. Our Mishnah said that if people in an upper story and people in a Chatzer did not join in one area, the people from the upper story may use an area that is 10 Tvachim high. This would seem to support the reasoning of Shmuel, since obviously the Anshe Merpeset used the area by lowering items, which is easier, and the Anshe Chatzer used the area by raising items onto it, which is more difficult. The Gemara defends Rav. The people on the upper level do not live above the Mirpeset, but on or on the level of the Mirpeset, so that the 10 tefach high mound is less than 10 tefachim below the upper story. This way, the Anshe Mirpeset use the area Bepesach directly, whereas the Anshe Chatzer use it Bezrika, and that is why the Anshe Mirpeset may use the area on Shabbos. According to this pshat, when the Mishnah says Pachis Mikan L'Chatzer, that if the mound is less than 10 tefachim above the ground level of the lower chatzer, and also less than 10 tefachim below the upper chatzer, it belongs to the chatzer, it really means afl chatzer. It belongs to both, because it is equally accessible to both the upper and lower residents, and shnehem asurin, both may not use it. So too, and the Mishnah goes on to say that if the mound is more than 4 tefachim away from the mirpeset, even when it is more than 10 tefachim tall, it is l'chatzer, it means af l'chatzer. It is equally accessible with difficulty for both, and therefore neither may use it. Second, chulyas habar v'hasela shehen gevoy nasara l'mirpeset. A pile of dirt around a pit or a rock that is 10 tefachim high may be used by the people in the upper story, even though, presumably, they can only use it by lowering things into it, another clear proof to Shmuel. Here too, Rav Huna answers that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the area is within 10 tefachim of the upper story, so they can use it directly. Even though the depth of a pit will necessarily be more than 10 tefachim away from the upper chatzer, we may be speaking about a pit full of tevel, untithed produce, which is muktzah, since it may not be eaten and cannot be moved on Shabbos. So the surface of the contents of the pit are less than 10 tefachim from the top chatzer. Even after teaching that a rock within 10 tefachim of the top chatzer can be used by the top chatzer, it still teaches the example of a filled pit, because we might have thought that we would not allow use of the pit filled with tevel produce out of concern that zimnin demalya peiris musukanim. Sometimes it will be filled with already tithed produce that can be moved on Shabbos, leaving a depth of more than 10 tefachim from the top chatzer. Third, Toshima. Anshe chatzer v'anshe aliyah sheshalchu v'lo irvu. If people in the upper story and people in the chatzer did not join in one air, the Braisa says that a ledge protruding from the bottom 10 tefachim of a sheared wall may be used by the bottom chatzer, and the ledge protruding from the upper 10 tefachim may be used by the upper chatzer, implying hadebeini beini aser, that the in-between the area which is 10 tefachim away from both the bottom and top chatzer may not be used by either chatzer, a clear proof to Rav that when it is lezeh b'shilshel u lezeh b'zrika, one uses it by lowering items and the other uses it by raising items, it belongs equally to both of them, and since they do not have a joint eriv, neither one may use it on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Hacha b'kaisel tisha aser askina. This braisa may be speaking of a 19 tefach high wall, where any ledge will be either lamata ma'asara lezeh b'pesach u lezeh b'shilshel, or lamayla ma'asara lezeh b'pesach u lezeh b'zrika, within 10 tefachim of either the lower or upper chatzer, which makes it exclusively theirs and permitted. Finally, Toshima, shtei gezuz terois zu lamayla mezu. The Braisa teaches a case of two side-by-side balconies, with one higher than the other, which the Gemara now assumes to be at least 10 tefachim, and the upper balcony has a mechitza tluya, a 4x4 tefach hole with a 10 tefach partition coming down from it, in order to draw water from below, as the Gemara in Daf Peches Manaf explains. This partition on the upper balcony was built b'shutfes in partnership with the residents of the lower balcony, so that they will have drisus haregel, the right to use the upper balcony to draw water. Therefore, neither balcony may use the hole without an eruv. Now, the upper balcony uses the hall b'shilshul by lowering, and the lower balcony uses it b'zriku b'shilshul by raising their pail to the upper balcony and then lowering it to the water. And the Braisa considers them equals. This is a clear proof to Rav. The Gemara gives two answers. Amar v'adabar ava. B'boin b'nei tachtoina derech al-yoin l'malais. The Braisa is speaking of where the people themselves go up through the steps to the upper balcony to get water, which means that both use it b'shilshul by lowering only, where even Shmuel agrees it is asur for both. Abaye amar, k'goin d'kayimin b'toich asar d'hadadi. Abaye answers that the balconies are less than 10 tfachim apart in height. Rashi explains, therefore this case is not similar to that of the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel. There, the two chatzeres are distinctly separate areas, and the third common area can be assigned either exclusively to one or shared by both, and the ease or difficulty of use is the deciding factor. Here, due to the proximity of the balconies, they cannot be considered separate areas, and the hole and partition must be considered shared. Therefore, shtei asuros without an error, regardless of the ease or difficulty of its use. Abaye proves his point that when they are less than 10 tefachim apart, it is usher for both to use the area, regardless of whether it is easier for one area to use it, from the following teaching of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Gag ha-samach l'shus harab, a roof 10 tefachim high that abuts a second story and the reshus harab, and has a porch attached to it that is somewhat lower. Since the b'nei merpeset and the b'nei reshus harab both use the roof, the b'nei reshus harab restricted the b'nei merpeset from using the roof without an adjustment. The question is why? After all, the b'nei merpeset are teshmish b'nachas. They use it easily because they are within 10 tefachim, while the b'nei reshus harab are teshmish b'kasha. They use it with difficulty because for them it's 10 tefachim high. The answer must be Abaye's point, that since the reshus harab and the merpeset are within 10 tefachim of each other, they cannot be considered separate areas for the purpose of the roof being assigned exclusively to one of them. Rather, they are considered to be sharing the roof and aser each other. Therefore, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel ruled that a permanent ladder must be placed between the lower roof and the second floor, which will indicate that the main use of the roof is for the second floor to the exclusion of the reshus harab. Rav Papa refutes this proof. The b'nei reshus harab are not considered tashmish b'kasha because they do not use it for general items, but only for their hats and scarves, for which even a height of 10 tefachim is considered tashmish b'nachas, making them equals of the b'nei merpeset, and that is why they aser.